County Antrim. Mum says her 8-year-old disabled son won't be able to take part in games or go to the toilet on his own because funding to provide access for him has been delayed. Oliver Dickey has cerebral palsy and goes to Millburn Primary School in Coleraine. He starts P4 this morning alongside nearly 400 other pupils, and our reporter Nicola Weir joined him, his mum Charlene and Principal Sharon Lamont earlier this morning. She started by asking Charlene about Oliver and the difficulties that he faces.
Oliver is now 9. He's now going into Primary 5 in Millburn Primary School, but he has spastic diplegia cerebral palsy, which mainly affects his legs, so his mobility is greatly reduced. At present, when outdoors in school, he uses a wee walking frame to aid with his mobility. So last year, coming into Primary 4, we realised that parts of the school weren't accessible for Oliver, parts that are only accessible once you hit P4. So we started the ball rolling with Property Service and the Education Board to try and, one, make bathrooms more accessible and safe, and two, make sure he had access to all the outdoor areas of the school. Fast forward to today, and we're no further forward. Funding had been agreed. We waited. We get in contact with them because the year had almost passed. Nothing had been done, only to be told that funding had been pulled. No notification to the school, to myself, no contact from anyone.
And when were you told about the funding being pulled?
In May.
In May. Just before you went off in the summer holidays.
Just before we went off.
And it really impacts on Oliver because he cannot use the all-weather pitches. In fact, the way it looks now, no pupil is going to be able to use the all-weather pitches. And also, he's getting a little bit older. He did have special assistance to go to the toilet, but he's getting a bit self-conscious now.
He's very embarrassed. You know, he struggles at home with us helping him. He wants to be independent. He tries to be as independent as possible. But the toilet that he had to use last year, there wasn't so much as a grab rail installed by the Education Board for him. We thought this would have been the first thing to be carried out because it was simply, you know, a drill and a few bolts into the wall. Nothing has appeared. So Oliver has really struggled. He's been really embarrassed. Getting to the bathroom, his classroom assistant's been fantastic with him, you know, and treats her like one of his own, her own. But again, he's a wee boy. He's getting older. He needs his independence. And if they think that something else is taking priority over that, you know, I can't understand who's pulling the purse strings on this one.
And this is Oliver's first day back at Millburn Primary School today. He is in school at the moment in his wee breakfast club, not able to use all of the toileting facilities here, and coming out here onto the playground and looking at the all-weather pitch and not being able to access it?
Well, he hasn't been able to access it for the full term of Primary 4, which was heartbreaking for him because Oliver has been playing frame football. He loves football. He has been stuck in the junior playground, basically, or up with the girls, watching the boys, because for Oliver to access it, the school agreed that he could use the main road through the estate. By the time Oliver walks around there, it would be the equivalent of you or me walking a mile and a half because he has to use so much energy. By the time he would have got down to the all-weather pitch, the bell would have rung and he would have had him back in. Too tired. So he's watched his peers play without him for a full year. You know, today he's absolutely got it because he knows, he's heard us having the discussions about the fence and about the ramps, and he said, "Mummy, now the boys are going to be really angry with me because they can't play football."
That's what I was going to say. It must be so hard for him coming to school today.
He's really got it and he really blames himself now. Mummy says they wouldn't be doing that work if it wasn't for me. You know, so he's feeling it.
And we've got Principal Sharon Lamont standing beside me. Sharon, you must be so frustrated about what's going on here, particularly when you had the funding agreed to get Oliver access to the whole of the school, and now you're standing here today with all of your pupils not having access to the all-weather pitch?
Yeah, unfortunately that is the case. The development proposal went into the board at the end of September. We went in with occupational health reports as well. It was fully supported by all the other people, agencies who work with Oliver. We didn't anticipate any problem because obviously this is Oliver's right. We didn't hear anything and let the ball go over. Obviously there are massive education or cuts in the education budget as it stands currently. And that's across the board. But with something like this, we felt that it would be over and beyond the difficulties that were allegedly being expressed in other areas. Charlene had made contact with myself, and through a conversation with the property services, we were told that unless it was a health and safety issue, all funding had been withdrawn. Now, I don't know how this isn't seen as a health and safety issue, particularly now. I'm about to have 370 odd kids all come into school very excited about being back with their peers this morning, and I'm going to have to break the news to them that unfortunately they can't access the all-weather pitch. Now, that may, to some people, think, you well, big deal, because as you can see, we have quite a substantial playground here and good facilities. The difficulty that it faces is I have to ask, well, if other work's being done, why is this not being done? Why is this not being prioritised? As Charlene says, my main concern actually is the issue with regards to the toileting. Oliver is a very independent little boy. He makes no big deal at all about his disability. He's totally integrated within the school, but things like this impact on a child's self-confidence and self-esteem, and it's actually totally against everything we as a school stand for, because we are a totally inclusive school.
And you heard from Charlene there that he's coming in today and he's blaming himself because there is this railing up and other pupils can't use the all-weather pitch. And also, he's becoming an older wee boy and wants to go to the toilet himself. And what's going to happen today?
Well, actually, that breaks my heart, because from Oliver has come into school, he has been one part and parcel of the Millburn team. I think it is a perception, and we'll work very hard to make sure that Oliver feels secure in himself today. And I can't see the other children making this an issue. Not to Oliver anyway. We will obviously talk to the children about it. We'll try and get some mechanism in place where we can move some of them over to the Mugget if they want to play football. Melbourne's traditionally a huge football in school. But no child should be coming into school, whether it's their first day or their last day, with a perception that something is their fault.
Incredible story there. That was Nicola Weir reporting. You'll be able to listen to that on the podcast after the programme today. Now, a spokesperson for the Education Authority has told this programme that they have successfully delivered a significant programme of maintenance and new building projects in many schools over the summer period. However, we are disappointed that due to a number of factors, including contractual issues, planned work at Millburn Primary has not progressed as quickly as anticipated. We apologise, they say, for any inconvenience this has caused, and work is underway to ensure that appropriate handrails are fitted within the next 48 hours. And work has also begun to install a ramp between the lower and upper playgrounds. We anticipate that this work will be complete by the 25th of September.